Good evening.
Good evening, Hannah.
How are you, Jasmine?
Good, and you?
Good. You're the only one?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, let's start. And we'll see what happens when we finish the beginning. Please join me in saying the Anapakoa. Anapakoa, Gudula Tati, Serura, Alfit Gimel Yitat Sabi, Kabel Rinat, Amha Sagvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudha, Kevava, Shamren, Nun Gimel Dalad, Yitkaf Shin, Barhem Taharem, Rahame Sikatha, Tamid, Gavlen, Tetet Resh, Saditaf Gimel, Chasim Kadosh, Spirov Tuha, Nael Adata, Ketupet Tetunayim, Yachid Geah, Lamcha Penei Zochre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Te Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shin Kufav Zadiyusa. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate the right column energy from the left column energy of that creation. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Nose chesed lalafim, nose awon wapesha, v'chata v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778 by studying two verses. That energy is to bow with Hashem or bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. We will say El Hashem Yehud to begin. The name, the number of the verse is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. L'Hashem Yehud kud shabrihu ishkinte bit hilu. Urchimud hilud hilu urchimu. Le'achta l'Hashem Yehud he bevav he. V'Yehuda shalim b'Shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal, Vayavo, Hamelech Liroto. Vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Udlabev Me'ene Shete Levivot Yevre Miada. The second verse comes from Psalms. It is chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each within this verse. Chatati Odiacha V'avoni Lokisiti Amarti Ode Ale Pesha'ai Ladonayo he wahe weata nasa nasata won hatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goat, this year also has two verses. The first verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor o yavai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we are able to create tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Ki im ba Adonai yo he wahe Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each within this verse. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that have this energy, connect to this energy. The first that we study tonight is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu l'hafshit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achehem ha'levim. Ad kelo tam lacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei leval leitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these 25 words, we're able to create eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lala He Wawa Yola Yo Alame He 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 Aka Rekaha. The second verse, it connects to this energy of the pause, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad ki bea yo he atona yo he wahe tsur olami. The energy of the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever, there are three verses that connect to this energy. The first one that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni adil yiruki. The second verse is, that we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru uru miko hamachavo yiyam asher yitchabe sham l'shavtem Eli. El Nahon. Wehalakti Ichem, Wehayim Yeshno. Baretz Vechipasti, Oto Bekal Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved roav yom ruayav. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. That is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasanti makom leami leYisrael untati vishakam taktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying each letter of these names with their root vowel out loud. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka aka heza hezayo alada. La awa he he a yosa la he be he he re yo he kome la awa kala yo la wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka yo wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa'ala areyo ashila meyo he wa he wa danu yo he he ushi ame me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo ka me be me nu ko ayo wa he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God from the Tzaddikim in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he wa yo anu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la e be he me za re wa he be yo a he ala wa me za yo da he be me ka ko ala a he he wa Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me, he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 14th day, excuse me, the 15th day of Shabbat, also the holiday of Tu B'Shvat, Rabbi Choram Mardechai Margulies, Rabbi Gedalia Aaron Rabinowitz, Rabbi Raphael Shlomo Lanayado, Rabbi Baruch Kunstadt. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the last row. I believe it's row 19. It's the second column from the left. It's the Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When that opens up, scroll down to class 21, which is for section 23A. And that's where we will start tonight's class. We first read in the Aramaic, and then we will read the translation in the English. Acharev ba'it shenei v'cheshich hashich al p'nei tachom uvegin ilen nishmatin d'itvariyu kodem d'atvari alamei v'alayit lon gufin v'gin li'atzara Rachame alaihu hawo makime hai pekuda amaleya ava imken talamid hacham taihu mesitra gamicha shiva tit marbeya Israel ola Bamachashava Livaroi Reot Hai Oraita Ayehi Ben Litalmid Haham In Kenita Tilaya Ame Sarika Yevom Deha la shavi afrashi ushuta mere mitnitin l'talamid acham mishiar b'nei nasha yamar le'ya b'reya yehi v'day sarika yevom le'alin Nishmatin diazalin art alin maya sheet yoma bereshit amar leya behaketiv la yachlifanu vela yamar o tov gigu mar veki hai ita teyayehi kadish Kodesh Kadashim Tehakaina Natika Limandilav Iayehu Memena Dehakiti Tutsaharetz Naefesh Chaya Limena Vret Laharakava Ala Mimena Amar leya, bene gilgulin, inun, raza de harakava, kegon, mande marakiv, ilana, de la vihu, meinai bialana, achara, Kegon man de marakivin, ilainin da beda, aval ikra de aim hamar. Yemera no tsarich de yaha, kadesha, pekadosh da ailana, ayat misitra. Demasavodihu Rabogina Atmar Lo Yamir Oto Tobara Ora Beto Tehaihu Raza Tetzadik Viralo Rea Shabatova Lo aval im hamar Yamirenu v'haya Hawa v'atamorato Yehi kadosh Uvadam rakavin kadash v'kadosh Umach Valin din min din raza de mala bekavilot halalot umin bemenu ayhu tzadik betov lo bekad hahiyo nishmata de iyehi kadish ditmar bo shalach Tav shalach et ha'am v'ayazala Minad adam min kanei v'chen kol Ela yefa'al al pa'amin Shalish im gavar lekabel. Talat shalochim. Deyona vekad vishkachat atar lesharia. Taman itmar bo velo yisafa. Shov olin olive od mayod lemita zimnachara harakava ugin dashaluach atanken bekolofin kadishin ayehu velo milmachavin teinun Nishmatin diazila mitarakin la atra rahimye Alaihu umakiti behu tahilim paid gam sapor matzaa bait dagal gula gilgula da kada meg mea da yehi nefesh bedaror ken begal gilgula de yala et mazavachotis Hashem tzavaot ובגין דשלח תשלח לקבל נפש ברוח את חיים לרעבות נשמתה תגמר בו ופשע
I'm sorry.
Nothing about it. You just step on them and you know that she's with you. Eta am eta ta, ugina, nishmatin. Yatarin deinun marakivin alaihu. Benefesh nafik min gufi. Maimei hai alman hakimi kabali. Loan the karma.
Is you give me work?
Gam tzafor.
Now give me a minute. I need to move everything to the room.
Zaka'a vayehu man de makabel orchim. Berahu shalim ka'ilu mekabel.
Yo no me he reído ni un coño, chama. Yo estaba sentada ahí y tú fuiste la que te viniste hacia donde estaba yo. Yo no me fui para donde estabas tú. No, yo estaba sentada.
Leia y Ata, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Benashik, Benashik, Yedol Isha, Apo, Leia, Apo. Chavraya Viam Ivim Ruleya Ayelu Lait Yana Vialma Elal Mashama Melim Elaim Dai Ad Haki Ha Alaihu Kanahi Meila Bekama Kayalin Tana Shama.
I'm sorry, I'm
not in the quarters. I'm not sure about it.
Sorry. Sokarania
Atara Alkoho Keter Barosh Deresh Kotadik. The Hahuzina Kalaita Ilina Ilana Dilela Venapuna Vekama Ofina Shamati Sharin Taman Bianpo Adahu Bikti Rava ilaha uti de gomer laiha hakir rabi
ata. No, that's all the only money I have
to come. Rava ita kivin laiha.
We're
starting to avarin. Kadishin Kamarofim Sharin Tamam Dinasham Tin Kadishin Kegana Siladit Mar Beya Uvan Pohi Yidurin
Stafi. Hey, what do you need in the house? No, I don't need anything. Yo no necesito nada sin tener que pedir.
The English translation. This is saying it's 23B, so give me a second. See if I miss some of it. Yes. Somehow I skipped. We're at 23A in the English translation. Consciousness is a labyrinth of mysteries. It is fluid and always hard to pinpoint in the way a moving object is difficult to predict where it will start or stop or just keep moving. The same thing is true when trying to discern the meanings in this passage. Do not take the mother refers to the general precept, and the children refer to specific instances. As an unwritten commentary, this is referring to the mitzvah of do not take the mother bird while she is sitting on the eggs of her children. Do not take the children, but first send the mother bird away. That is the mitzvah in its general sense, is what this paragraph is saying. While taking the children is dealing with the specifics of a mitzvah. The Sabbath is the meeting place within and is where the exchange of thought takes place. As connections become easier during this hiatus of movement, meaning thoughts become stationary and subject to connections. The nest is the place of connections where thoughts interweave themselves into this stasis. Remember and observe is the recognition of the Sabbath, or that special place within, or the nest that is the stasis field. Unwritten commentary. This paragraph is referring to a meditation. When you're in a meditation, there is this special place within, which is a nest, which is where thoughts come together and connections are made among and within and between these thoughts. This is called interweaving. Just as we interweave the letters in the Shiluv. Continuing to read. Israel is in exile in order to find that stasis point to bring itself back together. When it does, so the Shekhinah returns. The female does not surround the male, but is rather open to the male. In the same way, our thoughts in the nest allowed to mature and then are accepted by the female. This acceptance is one of the mysteries of consciousness that gives form to thought. It is one thing to have an intention, and it is a progression of that intention to recognize that it is accepted above or it is accepted within. This acceptance is a letting go called giving thanks to the Lord. And without this, the process is one way. Now, since the stasis is achieved and accepted, you have, and he traveled, and he came, and he stretched. The passages of the 72 names from Shemot, chapter 14, verses 19 to 21, which is where the concept is born within itself, and do not take the mother upon the children. This means it now has its own mother, or overriding concept. An unwritten commentary. These 72 names, while we perceive them as distinctly separate, they are really not separate. When we look at a matrix with the lines on the matrix seeming to separate the attribute of the name, we need to find which names get merged with which other names as we start to learn to control the physical world with the 72 names. Yes, each attribute controls an aspect, but by intertwining the letters, interweaving the letters, connecting the names together, we enhance the control to include other attributes at the same moment, in the same way, in the same manner. Continuing to read. What is applicable in thought also speaks to the nature of our souls and how they are put together. The firstborn of Israel is the experience of Sinai that is the unifying factor, that is the actual first principle, or the phrase HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unity takes place continuously, even when Israel rejects it and experiences the loss of both temples and the diaspora. The allegory is also true of consciousness, that even having experienced a high state of unity may choose to reject this high state and live the life of fragmentation. The second temple was destroyed, and darkness upon the face of the deep. And because of these souls were created before the world was created, and no bodies to have mercy over them, they set up for them this precept. He said to him, Father, then a scholar who is from that thought, of which it is said Israel went up in thought to be created, then the Torah is a son to the scholar. Why should his wife have a Levirate marriage? Now we're going to scroll down to the English section of 23b. The Levirate marriage is mentioned in terms of holy thoughts that might in fact be combined with those less than holy. What takes place is that the nests where those holy thoughts reside are open to the mundane thoughts, since it is their purpose to lift them up. While it is true that transformations take place between the sacred and the mundane, it is also true that we cannot take them from the tree or nest that is evil, meaning where thoughts are so predominantly chaotic that sacred thoughts would be scattered there. Therefore, the process of transformation is always good promotes good, and yes, evil promotes evil. An unwritten commentary. This paragraph, these two paragraphs actually, are bringing this idea that we need to combine our thoughts and make connections from one thought to another and keep them all in a process. That process to reflect holiness. And that we can take some negative thoughts up with us, but not too many and not to severely negative thoughts, because then the negativity overwhelms the positivity, and we lose out, we lose connection, we lose a structure of holiness. Continuing to read. In terms of souls in reincarnation, that process is ameliorated by a holy soul taking on those souls that did not have a chance to incarnate and needed the opportunities that are offered by a holy soul. If we extend this allegory to consciousness, we see that our holy thoughts, in a sense, build up their preponderance and thereby are unable to subsume the lower thoughts, transforming them and their nature into a more elevated reality, as shown by the various levels of soul that are discussed here. The end result is that by such connections or grafting, the entire person, meaning that all of consciousness, is raised in its entirety. As the thought goes up, it takes the lesser thoughts with it. That's the end of the class. Does anyone have a question? I have to unmute you
so you'll be able to ask questions. Does anyone have any questions? Our class is tomorrow on Wednesday, the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. Our 7 a.m. class will be a Tanit Dibur, study of Psalms. Our 4:30 class will be a class on the Parashah Noach, the deep Zohar study of Parashah Noach, or a deeper study. And at 7 o'clock, our questions and answers. I look forward to hearing your questions tomorrow. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom.
Shalom.